AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On day 37 of the government shutdown, President Trump wants the Senate to end it.
Well, I think it's time for them to end the filibuster and just put everybody back to work. Vote in voter ID, vote in no mail-in voting except for military, faraway military, and people that are very sick. I'd like to see one-day voting. I'd like to see not 65 days of voting.
Airports in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago are among 40 of the busiest across the country where flights will be cut starting tomorrow due to the government shutdown. A list was obtained by the AP. Nasir Khali stopped by a food distribution center in New Jersey.
My message to the people in Washington would be just to get it together. We need to all work together. Regardless of whose side we're on, we all need to work together as people, human beings.
The Trump administration now says cuts to the biggest government food program won't be as deep as previously expected during the government shutdown. It now says the maximum SNAP benefit for November will be cut by 35% rather than by half. The Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to enforce a policy blocking transgender and non-binary people from choosing passport sex markers that align with their gender identity. A federal judge in Chicago will issue an extensive injunction restricting federal agents' use of force, saying a top Border Patrol official leading an immigration crackdown repeatedly lied about threats posed by protesters and reporters. President Trump has unveiled a deal with drug makers Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk to expand coverage and reduce prices for their popular obesity treatments, Zepbound and Wegovy. Police near Dallas say 24-year-old Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealon was found dead of an apparent suicide after evading authorities in his vehicle and fleeing the scene of an accident on foot. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The high-kicking Radio City Rockettes are turning 100. The New York Christmas tradition didn't start in New York.
The Rockettes actually originated in 1925 in St. Louis, Missouri, and they were known as the Missouri Rockettes first.
Assistant dance captain Taylor Shimko says the act moved to the newly built Radio City Music Hall in 1932, where they are today. Choreographer Julie Branham says over the years, the Rockettes have turned it up a notch or two.
We were able to make the numbers a little bit more exciting by making the tempo a little faster. So we used to kick at 140 BPMs per minute. Now we kick at 152 BPMs a minute.
The troupe's signature Christmas spectacular is a blend of the traditional and modern.
I always say from the waist down is the work, from the waist up it's Merry Christmas.
More than 1 million people are expected to see the Rockettes this Christmas season, and they will see a new immersive sound system similar to one used at the Sphere in Las Vegas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.